All right, Sower Nation, good morning. It is Wednesday, August the 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. I don't do this very often. I rarely do it outside of my own family, immediate family members. But I got two birthdays today I just want to remember. I want to remember Maxie Dunham. It's his birthday today, my mentor and friend. And I want to remember my first friend and best friend all the way to the present day, Jeff Estes. Jeff's down there in Madison, Mississippi. His birthday today. And Maxie's in Memphis, Tennessee. So here we go. You ready for consecration today? We're meeting with Jesus. He's pulled us all together here. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled In the Beginning, Prayer. In our text, we went all the way back to the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Hear now the word of the Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said. And we'll just leave a pregnant pause at the end of that text and say, the word of the Lord. Now, consider this. Formless, empty, darkness, deep. Roll those four words around and off the tip of your tongue a few times so your ears can hear them. Formless, empty, darkness, deep. Just repeat them after me, one by one. Formless, empty, darkness, deep. That's our problem. We spend far too much energy giving voice to the problem, to what is not. And in doing so, we unwittingly magnify the status quo, the present state of affairs. How often in the course of a single day do we give voice to and so amplify our problems? We speak of this family conflict and that work challenge and this sickness and that global ticking time bomb. It is as though we go around all day long speaking the words formless, empty, darkness, deep. We even try to convince others of just how formless, empty, dark, and deep the problems we face are. Note, who does not do this? God. The Bible does not begin with God rehearsing the problems of the not yet universe. If God were to say formless, empty, darkness, and deep, it would only multiply them exponentially. At the same time, the Bible does not deny this reality of nothingness. Just as rehearsing the reality does not reorder it, neither does denying the problem diminish it. The good news? Chapter 1 does not begin with verse 2. The key is verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The biblical foundation for prayer begins neither with pre-existent nothingness nor with broken everything. Our whole understanding and practice of prayer must begin with the beginning, Genesis 1:1. It means prayer begins with faith. Now, by faith, I don't mean to say the activity of human belief, but the reality of divine action. Faith is the willful decision of a community of people to live the totality of their existence in the light of God and in the world of God's making. Faith is not asking and hoping. Faith means living in an alternative dimension of reality. What if the world we see with our eyes only comprises 10% of reality, or even 1%? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. No one ever talks much of the heavens. But what if the heavens make up the other 90% or 99%? What if the heavens and the earth were actually a seamless part of a unified whole? What if the fall of humanity breached this unity? And what if the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus and the coming of the Holy Spirit inaugurated a new age wherein the heavens have broken in on the earth? We understand these what-ifs as eternal verities. And these eternal verities are not our faith. They are the faith. As we get past our technical understanding of saying prayers and seek to understand the deeper milieu of ultimate reality, prayer will take on enormous significance. It will, in fact, enter the realm of world making. That's what prayer is. World-making speech. This is what God does. Remember now the last three words of today's text. Right in the midst of formless, empty, darkness, deep. Here are the three words. And God said. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are right here, right now. I confess I so often give more focus to what is formless, empty, dark, and deep than to the God who created the heavens and the earth. My vision is limited by what I see instead of being anchored in the greater realm of the unseen. I welcome you to crush my thin categories, expand the horizons of my understanding, and blow my mind. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. Got a few journal prompts today. Number one, how do you find yourself magnifying the problems in life? Magnifying formless, empty, darkness, and deep. I know I do it. I know I do it. What would it take to stop this? I think it would take learning the creative speech of prayer. It would mean learning to talk like God talks. And God said, right in the beginning, prayer. I think God is, when God begins speaking creation, this is prayer. And God's prayers are answered. And there was, let there be, and there was. We'll go to that tomorrow. Number two question, where do you put the percentages? What do you think is the percentage of the cosmos, really, of what we can see? And what is the percentage of what is unseen? What is unseen? Like the earth is what percent? The heavens is what percent? Think about that. I know these are big, big questions. They're unknowable. They're unsolvable. But I'm inviting you into a realm of exploration and like pondering. Can we do that this week? Third question, what do you think of this understanding of prayer that I'm positing as learning to speak as God speaks? Like when I go into a hospital room and I'm going to pray for somebody who's sick in there, do I want to just talk like I talk, or do I want to actually begin to broach the possibility of speaking into and over and around this person like God speaks? I bet you they want the latter. I think they would pick that 10 out of 10 times. Teach us to pray, Lord. All right, we got to hand it off. We got Dad here. He's here all week, and we're having a good time together, so we're going to sing today. Here we go. All right, we're having a good week here on the Wake Up Call. I love these little mini-series. And we're talking about prayer. I haven't even said a word about this, but actually I'm pulling these entries from a book that I've written on prayer. I wrote a whole book, a whole Wake Up Call series years ago called Right Here, Right Now, Jesus.
Well, let me have a copy of it.
You want a copy?
Yeah.
I'll get you a copy.
You get me one.
It's called Moving from a Prayer Life to a Life of Prayer.
That's how I like the title.
Moving from a Prayer Life to a Life of Prayer. And this book, it is, I say this every time, it's my favorite. It's kind of like all my kids are all my favorites. But I'm your favorite kid, right? Sorry, Missy and Erica. He didn't say that, I did. There's 66 different entries in this book, and I'm not going to hawk it here, but I just want to let you know that's where this is coming from. Now, today, we're looking at an entry called In the Beginning Prayer. We've already gone through it, but Dad, the bottom line is how the Bible opens up. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. Okay. Formless, empty, darkness, deep. That describes a lot of situations in this world now.
Scary.
Scary. That's the world that we live in, sadly. But what's this next verse? And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And so we're always going out into situations of formless, empty, darkness, deep, but the Spirit of God is hovering. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to sing a song today that gets at that. It's a prayer to the Holy Spirit. And it's one that everybody knows here pretty much, but we're going to sing it through twice. Tell them what it is.
Is it Spirit of the Living God?
That's the one.
Yeah.
What's the number?
299.
299.
I know that song.
Because the Spirit of God is always hovering about us, wanting to fill us up, wanting to melt us, mold us, fill us, and use us. So this is going to be, it's another great prayer of longing that we're going to sing this week. And we sang this a lot in our Mark series, but it's good to reprise it today. You ready?
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Let's sing it again.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Amen.
That's a good one.
That's an everyday. That's a song that you want to sing out on the road when you're out in the work in the fields doing the things today.
Yeah.
You can always say, come Holy Spirit.
Yep.
He's there. He'll come closer.
I'll sing to the gut pipe.
Dad, that's gut pipe. That's what they water with now. They roll out these long plastic rolls. My cousin the other day told me that they had laid 37 miles of gut pipe. You roll it out, you pump the water in it, and you
punch
holes.
You punch about in a quarter of a mile, you might punch 100 holes.
And those go down the rows. That's a great notion of prayer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just
pushing water out.
Right. And the pressure you have depends on how many holes you can push, because you need a good stream so it won't take so long to water.
And that, just think about yourself as gut pipe. The Spirit of God is coming in you.
Right.
Punch a hole, let the flow.
Fall afresh on me.
Fall afresh on me and flow out of me.
Right.
That's a good word, Dad. I never thought of that before.
Mm-hmm.
That's a motif of prayer. We're irrigating dry and parched land out there.
Right, with watering beans. And, you know, God will give us rain, but he also gives us knowledge until he can get the rain going to water the beans.
That's good. We pray for rain. He says, well, how about some gut pipe?
Yeah.
How about you hook up to that well? I'm going to bring you rain,
right,
but I'll also help you water.
Right. And just think who all I got to bring rain to. And you're not first.
You've got to bring rain to a lot of people.
A lot of people.
You get in line. That's good. I like that. It's not God helps those who help themselves. It's God helps us help ourselves.
Yeah.
And then he just helps us more.
Right. He sees if we might not be doing all that good a job, then he'll pull a cloud over and it'll rain an inch.
Inch and a half. We need a rain. You want to teach that song right quick?
Yeah. We need a rain about an inch and a half.
We need a rain about an inch and a half. We need a rain about an inch and a half. Have faith it will.
Dad, where did we learn that song?
Probably out in the field.
Dad would take me and Missy and Erica. We'd need a rain. He'd get us in the truck. He said, we're going to go pray.
And they drive around the farm from
That's
field
right.
to field. And Dad would lead us in that song.
We'd sing that song. And you know, sometimes it wouldn't rain.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it would.
It'd rain.
But you know, when it wouldn't rain, God will take care of the crop.
Yep.
Because he knows that we're trying.
That's right. But we would sing that song. That was a prayer.
That's right.
And you know what? There's a lot of situations in your life and our life where we need a rain.
That's right. We need them. We need it now.
We need a rain of mercy. We need a rain of provision. We need a rain of healing. We need a rain of joy. We need a rain of peace. And that's a way of praying. Just go sing that song, Inch and a Half.
Yeah, Inch and a Half. It's just, that's usually a perfect rain. Not too much, but enough.
It's not. Not too much, yeah. Sometimes you might need to go on up to two,
yep.
but you don't want to go three usually.
No, it's a little too much.
Three's a little much.
But it's, yeah, we got to do it.
We got to let them go, Dad. We got to let them get out in the field where they can pray for rain
That's
today.
That's right. You just pray for the rain for everybody.
Yep.
Everybody that needs it. Now,
yes.
some people, if they just got through watering, you know, they don't need a rain.
That's right. All right.
But God knows who did and who doesn't.
Yes. For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.